sometimes before the Disney Yom Tovim. So my wife tells me I should put a message on my phone that it's before Yom Kippur. So the message should be, if you have to eat on Yom Kippur, please press 1 to find out what the shiurim are. Before Pesach, if you're stuck somewhere, you haven't told your chametz, please press 2. So they had to put that message on for the last 2 days. The message would be as follows. If you have some kind of a fear that it's going to rain on the first night of Sukkot, so what's the proper protocol for the first night of Sukkot? So somehow rumor has it that the weathermen have been spreading some rumors that it's supposed to rain. I think Baruch Hashem, the most up-to-date forecast, I think they may get pushed a little bit later into the night or into early Shabbos morning. So hopefully, Shiras Hashem can fire, we'll be able to be zeichet before the midst of Sukkot, at least the first night properly. But just in case, and the Stam should be turned to Shema, maybe we'll just try to learn through the sugya a little bit, both in terms of the lumdus, the background to the sugya, as to what happens when it rains, particularly on the first night of Sukkot, and then try to a little bit lemaisa what the proper way to be knowing is. So the Gemara is quite clear in Masechet Sukkah that when it's raining on a regular day of Sukkot, one doesn't eat in the Sukkah. There's no Indian eat in the Sukkah in the rain. It's not considered to be a mitzvah whatsoever. The Gemara says that we have a drush of teish for kain taduru, and you only live in a Sukkah. You only sit in the Sukkah in a way that's a normal way of eating in one's own home. If you would be sitting in your own house and the roof would start to leak, you would probably walk out. Hopefully you'd walk out. If you have somewhere else to go, you'd walk out. So the halacha is quite clear that one is not obligated to eat in the Sukkah in the rain. Not only is the one not obligated to, if the Rishami says if a person does, it's nikra hegyot, it's called a fool. It's a foolish thing to do to sit in the Sukkah in the rain. The achronim have a discussion, why is it only a foolish thing? It should be also to sit in the Sukkah in the rain. The only yomtiv has raised the question that one is not allowed to be nehneh from a Sukkah, shalom b'shas mitzvoso. If a person wants to take down some of the schach and use it for firewood or something, that would be an issur min haTorah. The person wants to use the sukkah in a way that's not the normal usage of the sukkah, but there is mitzvah, that's also. So you know, the Yantif raised the question, the person sitting in the sukkah in the rain, so the sukkah is protecting him a little bit, and he's getting a little bit less too wet than he would have if he would be sitting down outside under the sky. So that protection that he's getting from the sukkah should be a hanah shalom b'shas mitzvasa, because he's not doing the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to sit in the sukkah in the rain. So he's being net of the sukkah shalom b'shas mitzvasa. So it doesn't appear that is correct. Now the other is a whole long tube of why that's not right. He tries to give you different reasons why the cheshbon is not right. The pashup shot is when it's raining on a regular night of Sukkot, regular day of Sukkot, there's no issur to sit in the Sukkot unless you want to be a hedgehog. There's no great mitzvah either. So the right thing to do is when it's raining, one should actually leave the Sukkot. So the Gemara doesn't address the issue of the first night of Sukkot. The Gemara is talking in general about the whole week of Sukkot. Why would anybody think that the first night is any different? And this is the major machlokes we've shown him how to understand shot in the Mishnah in Masechet Sukkot and Chav Zayin and Aleph. So the Mishnah quotes the Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, what's the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah of Sukkah? Both Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim agreed to the drush of Teshvu Kein Tadur. That was a drush that was given Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, that the word Teshvu is supposed to be interpreted as a form of deer. It's supposed to sit in the Sukkah as you would live in your house. The Rambam in his Akdamah to Pesha Mishnayis tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each mitzvah to Moshe Rabbeinu, so he gave him the mitzvah, the drush of the Chav, and then he explained to him all the details of the Tosha Rafah relating to that mitzvah. So he gave him the mitzvah of Los Asika Malacha. So he explained to him the Lamitis Malachas, explained to him what is a Malacha, not a Malacha, done the normal way, abnormal way, and Dovashim Miskabas, or whatever, all the details of any given Malacha are. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Moshe gathered Kleisel, gave him the Tosha Rafah, and explained to him the Tosha Rafah. So the Rambam is Akdamah to Pesha Mishnayis wants to illustrate this idea. What did Torah look like in the Midbar? How was the Seder Aliman in the Midbar? So the Rambam picks one mitzvah. He could have picked any of the 613 mitzvahs. For some strange reason, he picked the mitzvah Sukkah. So the Rambam writes, this is what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered everybody together, and he said, okay, here today's Shia. So it says in the Chumash, Pasuk HaTeishah is Yom Kodech Do Yishu Sukkah. So he read the Pasuk, explained to them the Amhaich and the Pasuk, and then he explained to them, okay, what does a Sukkah mean? So a Sukkah has to have X amount of walls, and a Sukkah is this tall, and a Sukkah is this small, and what is Chach, and how does Chach make Kosher, and who's chayv in the mitzvah, who's potter in the mitzvah, and you have to sit in the sukkah when it's raining, you don't have to sit in the sukkah when it's raining, all the details, the Rambam lists through all the basic dinim of the sukkah, so the Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu explained to Christ exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So one of the drushes, one of the dinim that the Rambam quotes is this dinim, Teshu came to Duru, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that the word Teshu means came to Duru, and that was the nimsa bidor the ish b'pihish, had the days of the Tanoim, and then there was a machlekes at Tanoim that we don't know exactly when this machlekes developed, but we know that with machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, just what exactly does that mean, Teshva Kein Taduru? That term, Teshva Kein Taduru, you sit in the sukkah like you live in your house, could really have two very, very different connotations. So Rabbi Eliezer had the following understanding of Teshva Kein Taduru, that just as in your house, a normal person eats two meals,
He's a regular person. He eats breakfast every day and he eats supper every day. Lunch was not didn't exist in the days of Chazal. Lunch is an American invention. In the old days, nobody ate lunch. That's why on Shabbos you have to have Gimel Sudas, because a normal day you have two Sudas, the Sudas Bolt and the Sudas Erev. Those are the two meals that Chazal described. And then on Shabbos, it's a special day, you have to have Sudas Shlishis. That's like a Chiddush on Shabbos to have a third meal. So in the days of the Torah was given, it was Sudas Bolt and Sudas Erev. Sudas Tzarayim, the word. People were out in the fields working, nobody came home. They didn't go to the restaurants out in the fields. They ate breakfast, big breakfast, and a big supper, and that was it. So Rabbi Eliezer says, just as that's what your standard protocol is all year long, that's what you're supposed to do in the Sukkah as well. So therefore, every single day of Sukkah, you have to eat a meal in the morning, you have to eat a meal at night, you have to have day Sukkah every single day in order to fulfill Teishu came to do it. That's the mitzvah of Sukkah according to Rabbi Eliezer. You dial Sukkah, Chayv Adam Lechab Sukkah, that's the mission of Chav Zayin of an hour. And then the Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim say, no, it's not true. You don't have to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah. Zakiyat, the opposite is true, said the Chachamim. You don't have to eat any meals in the Sukkah. Why? If all year long, if I would decide to skip a meal, if I would say, I'm not hungry this morning, I'm not hungry tonight, so big deal, that's normal. Once in a while a person skips a meal. So not everybody always eats two meals all the time. I want to eat, I don't eat. Still two in the Sukkah. If I want to skip a meal and not eat a meal in the Sukkah, that's okay. So the Chachamim say, there's no chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah every day of Sukkah. If you decide to eat a meal, if you decide to eat a food that's the ma'aser of dira, so every dira that you do in Sukkah must be done in the Sukkah. If you choose not to do an act of dira altogether, so eating is considered to be an act of dira. That's something that you usually associate with your house. So if you choose personally not to do an act of dira, that's perfectly okay. That's not a bitul of Sukkah. That's teishu kein tadur. Teishu kein tadur, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is a mechayit. Teishu kein tadur, according to the Chum, is a poter. They both have the same drasha, they're both working with the same formula, but they came to opposite conclusions. So the Chachamim's understanding of the mitzvah Sukkah is that if you choose not to do a ma'aser dira, that's okay. If you choose to do a ma'aser dira, what's called a ma'aser dira? So that's what the Gemara explains. And achilas kefa, bread, mezonos, the other foods are considered to be ma'aser diras. Different opinions in the Rishonim, what exactly is included in a ma'aser dira, but whatever it is must be done in the Sukkah. So if you choose to eat an apple every day of Chol HaMoed, that's perfectly okay. But and it's not a bit of the mitzvah Sukkah. But if you choose to eat cake or pasta or cereal or bread or whatever that particular food that's having the Sukkah is, if you do that out of the Sukkah, that's called Mevatel Sukkah. If you do it in the Sukkah, then you're fulfilling the mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, according to the Chum, we follow the Chum, we don't follow Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. And then the Gemara says, even Rabbi Eliezer later in his life backed up from his own Shita. So he had everybody agrees to the Chachamim that the mitzvah Sukkah never required anybody to eat anything if he doesn't want to. So the Gemara says, Yochi Laila Rishon Anami. So then the first night of Sukkah should be the same thing. Why do you have to eat in the Sukkah the first night? So the Gemara says, no, the first night is a different story. Even the Chachamim, who are very, very lenient, the way we pass in the midst of Sukkah, they hold that the first night you have to eat in the Sukkah. That's a special chiyuv. Where did that come from? It came from Chamisha Asar, from Pesach. It says by the Yom of Pesach, the Erev Toch L'Matzos, where Chamisha Asar Yom, you have to eat Matzah on the 15th night of Nisan. And that's not a reshut. That's not if I'm hungry, eat matzah. I don't eat matzah. That's a chiyuv gomer. If a guy doesn't eat matzah in the first night of Pesach, so he's mevatel a mitzvah. Like he didn't put on tefillin, he didn't hear shofar, he didn't shake a lulav. So that's a bitul mitzvah. But the same is true when it comes to the first night of Sukkot. Because the first night of Sukkot is different. That's the gzeir shava of chamisha asa. So you get the impression in the Gemara is that even though the Chachamim hold all week long, you're not really mechuyitin in the Sukkah, the first night is Lamash Achiv D'Araisa, it's learned out from Gzeir Shabbat, that's Chamisha Asa from Chodesh Nisan. That's what the Gemara says. Today I just came back from Muncie, I was buying a little of an Esrog, so I bought today, the regular place today, whatever, I didn't find what I wanted. I went somewhere else, it was on the street in Muncie called Nisan Court, that was the name of the street. So I told the guy, it's Mamash Gzeir Shabbat, Chamisha Asa. I said, is she called Tishrei Court for Sukkot? But it's also good enough. So anyway, Lamaisa, the Gemara says that you minatori have to eat in the Sukkah the first night. And that's a special Xeris that calls Xeris Shavah, learned out from Chagamatis. So there is a big machlekes that we've shown him as to what are the parameters of this mitzvah. This is, in a sense, the new mitzvah that we have now. The mitzvah derives of eating in the Sukkah on the first night, which breaks the regular rules of the Sukkah. So one can raise a fundamental question, what's the nature of this mitzvah? So one can understand this mitzvah one of two ways. One can understand that this is basically the mitzvah of Sukkah. It's just a little bit of a different twist to Sukkah. Sukkah all week long is, I don't want to use the term reshus in the classic sense of the word, but it is a reshus in the sense that you don't really have to eat anything in the Sukkah. If you want to eat potato chips all week, you can do it. If you want to eat apples all week, that's fine. It's not a reshus in the sense of, if you choose to eat bread and mezonos, then you mechuyif in the Sukkah. But it's a reshus that you want mechuyif to eat the bread and mezonos in the first place. So Sukkah all week long is fundamentally a Rishus type of a mitzvah, and the first night it's got a little bit of a twist, a little bit of a curveball to it. It happens to be on the first night it's Mitaras Chiyuv, but it's the same mitzvah. There's one mitzvah Sukkah called the Sukkah Teishu Shivas Yavim. So 6.5 of those days are Mitaras Rishus, and one night is Mitaras Mitzvah, is Mitaras Chiyuv. That's one simple way of understanding the mitzvah of the first night. It's really the same mitzvah as the rest of the week, just with that slight different dimension of Chiyuv versus Rishus. Maybe one can understand the mitzvah really very differently. That there's one mitzvah Sukkah. The mitzvah is the Sukkah Station Shippas Yomim. And that mitzvah was given Teshva King Taduru. You buy Ochil, you buy Loachil. If you don't want to eat, you're not Mukhir to eat. I mean, that's the mitzvah Sukkah. The mitzvah Sukkah never carries with it an absolute mechayev to literally must go into the Sukkah and eat something. That's the mitzvah Sukkah. There's a second mitzvah, a new mitzvah called eating grain, eating a kazayis dogum, whatever you want to call the mitzvah. Eating on Leil Chamisha Asar. So how do you perform the mitzvah of eating on Leil Chamisha Asar? So there are two sides of the coin. So on Chodesh Nisan, it has to be a kezayis of matzah. You don't eat that in the Sukkah. On Chamisha Asar B'Tishrei, it has to be a kezayis of, it could be matzah also, kezayis of matzah, bread, kezayis of dogum, whatever it is. But that kezayis must take place in a Sukkah. But that mitzvah of eating in the Sukkah, on the first night of Sukkah, is closer in nature to the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah than it is to the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. So it's an interesting thing because you have, on the one hand, you have this mitzvah called eating on the Sukkah on the first night of Sukkot. So it has certain dimensions which are very similar to the rest of the week. You have to be in the Sukkah. You can't eat it. You can't make a seder on the first night of Sukkot. On the other hand, it's fundamentally different that it's a chiyuv and katas to a rishus. So the question is, which category is it really closer to? Which mitzvah is the first night of Sukkot really closer to? Is it really fundamentally a mitzvah yeshiva b'sukkah, just a twist that it's a chiyuv versus a rishus? Or is it fundamentally a new mitzvah called achilas dovan leil chamisha asar? It just happens to be that that chamisha asar must take place after the Sukkah, just as the chamisha asar nisan must be after matzah, can't be anything else. So this is a major machlokes rishonim conceptually, what the nature of this mitzvah is all about. So one possible nafkamina ladina within the shayla would be just precisely how much a person has to eat on the first night of Sukkot. So usually when it comes to the rest of the week of Sukkot, so the Gemara tells us if a person wants to take a little bit of a bite of bread, he does not have to eat that in the Sukkah. Everything in the Sukkah, even water, the Gemara says, that Midas Chassidus to have in the Sukkah. But Meikra Din, in the Torah, you don't have to eat less than just a small piece of bread in the Sukkah. What's the cutoff one? A little bit more than a kebeta, the Gemara says. Where did that shear come from? Usually we're used to the shear of a kezayit. So the answer is this has nothing to do with a chima. There's no, the Torah doesn't say, but Sukkah's tochu shivas yamim. The Torah says, the Sukkah's teishu shivas yamim. You have to live in a Sukkah, dira. So eating a kezayis is a ma'isa achila, but it's not a ma'isa dira. Dira means it has to be a little bit more kvir. It's got to be a real nice meal. So a nice meal is a little bit more than a kebeta. Yeah, just a little bit less than a kebeta. Technically speaking, you don't have to eat in the Sukkah. I remember several years ago, I took my kids to the Bronx Zoo on Sukkot, Cholam Sukkot, and there was a big advertisement there's going to be a Sukkah there. Just nobody bothered to tell us that the Sukkah was about 3 miles away from where all the animals were. So it was very nice, but it wasn't too helpful. So we were walking in the zoo and the kids were getting hungry. So at the time my son, now he's 11, maybe he was 8 at the time, 8, no, whatever it was. So he was getting very hungry and he had a bagel in his hands. I said to him, I said, you can't eat a bagel out of the sukkah. I said, then I told him that his sister was able to eat the bagel out of the reverse discrimination. So somehow no one was complaining about Mitzvah Seshes Man Grom at that point. So she was perfectly okay to eat her bagel outside the sukkah. I told him he can't eat his bagel out of sukkah. Wow, did he smell fit? So I said, he's chayav chinuch. I said, he's 8 years old. He's not supposed to eat out of the sukkah. So I told him, okay, you can eat less than a kebetza. So I said, you can eat half the bagel. I said, I don't know, approximately. They kept the company. Can we make a little bit? So then you can have a half a bagel out of the sukkah. I said, that's considered to be less than achilat keva. So he was happy with that. Then 5 minutes later, he asked me, can you eat the other half? So I don't want to tell. I don't know what the shiur is exactly for the kviyas of the sukkah, whatever it was. Anyway, so. So the Gemara of the Pharisee said, less than a kebetza, a little bit less than a kebetza, you're not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. So normally the cutoff point for a ma'aseh yeshiva is synonymous with dira, the cutoff point is a little bit more than a kebetza. So what would that halacha be on the first night of sukkah? Is he mechuyev to eat in the sukkah? How much are you mechuyev to eat? Are you mechuyev to eat a kebetza or are you mechuyev to eat a kezayis? So if you hold that the shiur, if you hold the nature of the mitzvah as a ma'aseh yeshiva, it's the same as the rest of the week, just all week long it's a rishos and the first night it's a chiyuv. So then the shiur is going to be the same. The shiur is going to be more than a kebetza. You have to eat a little bit more than it. It's a big piece. It's a nice, fat piece of challah. In order to be yotzei v'sukkos teish v'shivas yavim on the first night of sukkos. But if you hold that the nature of the mitzvah is achilas dogon v'leil chamisha asar, it's basically a mitzvah achilas matzah just carried over 6 months later. So So it's just that by matzah, it's only the shiur is a kizayah. So then with chayyah for the sukkah, it would also be a kizayah. That's what I would have said. So the machlokes in the shiur and the Ran raises the question, of course, two opinions. What's the shiur? How much do you have to eat for the first night of sukkah? Is a kizayah sufficient? But you have to eat twice the kizayah, so the beit is twice the kizayah. So I would have presented the topic of the Ran where I just did. So the Ran himself doesn't say this. The Ran himself says that maybe the reason why kizayah is good enough is for a totally different reason. He says that why do you need a shiur of a kibbeit to the yoser? Because that's a shiur of chashivos. And when it comes to a kviyas of a deer, it's not called a deer until you have a shiur of a kviyas. So even though when you have a kizayas is quantitatively not all that important, not sufficient, but in the first night of sukkah, the fact that it's been done to deras chiyuv, maybe that lends chashivos to it. Maybe that elevates it. So what you're lacking in quantity, you make up in quality. So maybe a kezayis on the first night equals like kebay to the yosher in the rest of the night. That's the Ran Shtikul Torah. But one could have said, not like the Ran, one could have said the reason why kezayis is sufficient is because it's not a mitzvah yeshiva. It's basically, fundamentally, a mitzvah of achila. That's the shayla in the post. The Shulchan Aruch is making on the shayla. Shulchan Aruch paskins that you just have to eat a kezayis the first night of the sukkah. And other poskins, Shulchan quotes other poskins, who quote other Rishonim or Machla, like achila eat a kebay to. I always tell people, once a year, mitzvah deraita, you can get a couple more calories. Eat a bigger piece of challah. Once you're the chetchila, try to do kibbeit. So mitzvah did the Shulchan Aruch is making it to kizayis. So this shaila and the Rishonim, what the nature of the mitzvah of sukkah on the first night is it fundamentally a mitzvah yeshiva or is it fundamentally a mitzvah zachila? Now seems to carry over to the most relevant lemaisa topic. Hopefully not this year relevant, but the real shaila that the Rishonim raised. What if one is mitzvah on the first night of sukkah? Is a person mechayef eating the sukkah in a situation of mitzvah? So we know that mitzvah is potter min ha-sukkah. The person is uncomfortable, they're potter min ha-sukkah. If it's too hot, it's too cold, if it's raining, if there's a skunk spray, whatever, anything that's making the person uncomfortable is potter min ha-sukkah. How do you know that mitzvah is potter min ha-sukkah? Because that's not teshuva kein taduru. Because if the person was sitting in their own house, it was almost freezing cold in the house, and they had another place to go, they would leave the house and go somewhere else. But they're sitting in their own house, it's mamish chadish, it's ugly, it's 100 degrees in the house, and they don't have any air conditioning in the house, but they have a place to go across the street, so they would go across the street, take their meal, they wouldn't sit in sweat in 100 degree weather, so it's too hot, too cold, or it smells, or anything like that. So what is part of the mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah? Because one of the conditions of yeshiva is after the attention of the deru, the star is not called the maisa dira. So l'chore, now this is going to be a very real nafkamina. Let's say it's very cold on the first night of sukkah, it's very hot on the first night of sukkah. Is a person v'chuyut eat in the sukkah under these circumstances? So l'chore, it depends on the shayla. If the nature of the mitzvah is, it's a mitzvah of yeshiva, and the answer is a potter, teish v'gein to do is a potter from the mitzvah of yeshiva. So if the mitzvah is a mitzvah of yeshiva, a potter. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah of achila, so then, let's say I'm sitting Pesach night at the Seder, and it's very, very hot at my Seder table. It's very, very cold at my Seder table. So what? So it's raining and my roof is leaking on Pesach night. The master's going to get kabrot. So what? So what? So terrible. So you go, maybe you didn't hear that, Henry. So the halacha is obvious that the star is not a poser from mitzvah. But the guy's uncomfortable. Rosh Hashanah, it's too hot in shul. Guy comes to the shul, it's too hot, it's too cold. The air conditioning is blowing, it's not blowing enough. One thing I learned from air conditioning in shul is that there's no way to please everybody. So everyone, half the people are uncomfortable, no matter whether it's too hot or too cold. So a guy comes to shul in Rosh Hashanah, he's not comfortable, it's too cold. A potter from Pekir Shofar because of mitzvah. It's honest, of course you're chayav from Pekir Shofar. Mitzvah is not a potter from mitzvah. Mitzvah is a potter from sukkah because the nation of mitzvah sukkah is yeshiva b'sukkah. There's a famous maaseh from Reb Chaim Moser. Reb Chaim Moser was an older man already and he had a guest over for sukkah. And it was very cold. Imagine in Vilna in October time, it's probably pretty chilly. So they went outside to the sukkah. Reb Chaim Moser sat down for a second. He realized it was too cold for him. He said, I'm an older man. I'm feeling well. Too cold for me, and went back into the house. He said, if you're a younger man and you're comfortable, you should not sit in the sukkah. So then Reb Chaim Moser goes into the house, and then 2 minutes later he comes back, all dressed up and bundled up, and he sits down and continues the meal with his younger guest. So the younger man asked him, but Rebbe, you just said a minute ago that you're potter from sukkah. So he said, I'm potter from sukkah, but I'm chayav in achlas atorchim. So he said, so how am I going to let you eat by yourself? So I have to come out, I'll achlas atorchim, I'm not being yotzei the mitzvah sukkah now. So the star is not a potter from the mitzvah, from other mitzvahs. It's only a potter from the mitzvah of sukkah.
And because of the ein tzadu, it's at best the way you would live in your home. If you have a very cold room in your house, in normal circumstances, you move to another.
Right, that's what I'm saying, right. Same thing, but that's only by sukkah. It doesn't apply to the mitzvah. So, would this tour of Teishu Kei Tadur apply in the first night? If you hold the first, that is basically yeshiva b'sufa. The answer is yes, it would be the same story. But if you hold the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah sachila, so what does Teish Pekhet to do? That's to do with the mitzvah sachila, so you would be mechuyev to eat even though it's uncomfortable. So with this background, now we can understand what the Rishonim are arguing about. So the Rishonim have an explicit machlokes.
Are there any answers that are subjective?
That the achiv derives from
the
mitzvah? If achiv derives from what?
It's a subjective mitzvah?
You mean if, let's say, everybody else is comfortable, but I'm uncomfortable. Right? So the post can discuss that. If it's a realistic uncomfortable, yeah, it's down with sugar and everything bothers him, that may be something else. But if a guy is realistically uncomfortable and he's really going to feel better inside, then the bashas and the halachas, that would be proper from sukkah. So the Rishonim have a beferish machlekes is, what if it's raining in the first night of sukkah? Does the person have to eat in the sukkah or not? So half the Rishonim say, you don't have to eat in the sukkah if it's raining the first night, because it's a mitzvah teishu came to do. If you can't perform yeshiva properly because it's your mitzvah, so it's raining, your mitzvah is finished, so you're potter. And other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim say, the first night there is no such p'tur. There's no p'tur of Teish Vakein to do in the first night. The first night is not yeshiva. The first night is achila. Therefore you're mechuyev min ha-Torah to eat in the sukkah. In the pouring rain, the same way you would be mechuyev min ha-Torah to eat in your house if your house is leaking on the first night of Pesach, so you're mechuyev min ha-Torah to eat in the sukkah. It's pouring rain. Tough luck. So your mitzvah is good. So it's 20 degrees below zero. So what? You're still chayev in the mitzvah of sukkah. Mitzvah is not a penalty from other mitzvahs. And the first night is not a mitzvah yeshiva, it's a mitzvah achila basukah. Mitzvah achila is dogon, which happens to take place in the sukkah. So this is a beferish machlokes Rishonim. So the Shulchan Aruch assumes that one would be potter. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the mechayevim on the first night. Shulchan Aruch just says, if it's raining, you're potter from sukkah. It doesn't make a difference between the first night and the subsequent night. And the Ramah quotes the machmir, and the Ramah says, no, yesh omrim, you're mechayev tirim the sukkah in the pouring rain on the first night of sukkah. Everything we say on the first night applies in chutzlah to the first two nights. The second night is treated just as a sfeika diyoma, so whatever we would do the first night with mistum of carry over to the second night as well. So that means after the first night. That's what the Ramah said. I mean, those Rishonim, the Ramah is quoting from those Ashkenazi Rishonim who said that only applies after the first night. And the first night, Yimachuyif, because the first night is in the Zachila, it's not so much in the Yeshiva. So the Vilna Gaon on this Machlekes Mechab and Ramah points out that there could be something else going on in this sugya. The Vilna Gaon and his notes from the bottom of Shulchan Aruch and the Bir Agura suggest that maybe one would be potter from eating the sukkah in the rain in the first night for a different reason. If we would only be discussing the regular dinner mitzvah, so then one could argue mitzvah is chayev on the first night. But the reason why on the first night you're potter if it's raining, says the Gra, is that when it's raining, you're not yotze for a different reason. Mitzvah is a p'tur in the Gavra, but rain, says the Gra, is a p'tur in the Chetzah. It is not called the sukkah. The Gemara is a lashon lav shem sukkah law. The sukkah means that it's serving as protection. It's serving it's some kind of a form of a house. It's a mini house, dira, all right, whatever it is. You're sitting in a place that the roof is leaking. It's not a dira. That's a nothing. It's not a shem sukkah b'chlal. So the Gemara says, yeah, it could be that the nature of the mitzvah is an achila. It's a mitzvah achila like matzah. But the achila has to be in a sukkah. There's no mitzvah to eat a piece of challah in your house on the first night of sukkah. The mitzvah is it has to take place dafke in what is halachically a sukkah. So says the Gra, if you have a possible sukkah, it's nishkin sukkah. If you have something which is raining in it, it's nishkin sukkah also. It's not a sukkah. If it's not a sukkah, it's lashem sukkah law. So it's not possible, it's not feasible to be yet to the mitzvah. So in siri chayev, but how are you going to do it? It's impossible to be yet to the mitzvah under those circumstances. So we have really three different possibilities. What should our approach to a sukkah in the rain be on the first night of sukkah? So one approach is to say, Yechayev min ha-Torah, and there's no p'tur, and it's called the sukkah, and that's it. That's the Ramah says. Ramah says, you have to eat in the sukkah, and that's it, finished. Eating the sukkah in the pouring rain, and the first night of sukkah is and finished. And the Shulchan Aruch says, you know, because eating the sukkah in the first night of sukkah, the Pasha says, because mitzvah is potter even the first night. And the Gemara says, even if mitzvah is chayev in the first night, you're still potter in the rain, because it's not a chatz of the sukkah, lav shem sukkah. So three different shitas, lahalacha. How do we pass in Lamaisa? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from all the Achronim who assume that we treat this as a sveita de dina. We're not sure what the din is. It's hard for us to be mechriya. The Gemara doesn't say explicitly. The Rishonim are split on this. Mechav, Amor, Gra, everyone's pulling in different directions. So we don't know how to be mechriya de shayla. So we treat it as a sofek. So what's our approach to a sofek? So we have an age-old qual. We have sofek de raisa lechumra, sofek de ban lekula. So what would that mean practically for us? So it's a mitzvah de raisa. So the first night of sukkah, even if it's mamish pouring rain, so you should go into the sukkah anyway. And you should eat in the sukkah. You should eat how much you have to eat in the sukkah. You don't have to eat your meal in the sukkah. There's no mitzvah to eat kefotavish in the sukkah in the first night. There's no mitzvah to eat chicken in the sukkah in the first night. The mitzvah is to eat a piece of the bread, the challah. How much does it have to be? So remember we said, if it's a kezayis or a kebeta. So lechora here, for sure, it's just a kezayis. Because anyone who's telling you that you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah in the rain is basically telling you that the nature of the mitzvah is not yeshiva. So if it's not yeshiva, then by definition it means it's good enough for the kezayis. So the pasha says, if you don't have to sit in the sukkah long enough to eat a kevesa, it's good enough to sit and eat a kezayis. So that's how we pass it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what the Lein Rechmerim say. You should go into the sukkah in the mamish in the pouring rain. You should make kiddush in the sukkah because you have to make kiddush mechum suda. You make kiddush in the pouring rain and you wash and you make a motzi. However, you can't make a leish of the sukkah. Because to make a leish of the sukkah, according to half the Rishonim, it's mamish bracha v'tola. So if you're going to make a leish of the sukkah now, so that's going to be a big problem. So you have no choice. So nebuch, you have to do the mitzvah misafek. Like any other Safi Daraisa, but Safi Daraisa, Luchoba Safi Brachas Lahokil, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So that's what the protocol the Mishnah Berurah recommends is, you make your Kiddush, make your Dosidai, make a Motzi, sit down, eat your Kazayas of Chala, then get back into the house and finish your meal and shoy. End of the story. Well, you have to bench it someplace. So the question is, yeah, you finish your meal in the house, you can bench in the house.
But if you're eating your meal in the house, you have to
Suda is a challah. You can't.
In other words, you shouldn't eat challah in the house.
You should eat challah in the house also.
But if you're eating challah in the house, then your Suda is
in
the house.
You have Suda is in both places.
Both places. So you should make Kiddush both places. You don't need to eat.
No. You should eat Kiddush. It's more Kiddush Makom. It's a Kazayas. That's enough. That's enough Kiddush Makom Suda. Yes. So then the Mishnah Berurah raises the question, what if you're in the middle of eating your meal, enjoying your meal, and then all of a sudden you notice that it stops raining? So what should you do at that point? So the Mishnah Berurah says, so you should go back out to the sukkah and eat again. Why? Because it could be that you want to eat the first time. Because according to the Rishonim, who say that Mitzvah is potter the first night, and according to the Gros, says it's not called a sukkah. So what you did before, you may have gotten wet, but you didn't accomplish anything up here, Allah. So since according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra, after the Rishonim, you weren't yaitzeh yet, so now you're mamash b'chuyiv min haTorah to go eat that out of the sukkah. So the Mishnah Berurah says you got to go trek back outside again and start all over again. You don't make kiddush over again. You don't have to make a motzi. It's still the same meal. You haven't benched it even. So you go back outside and you have another piece of challah. How much challah should you have now? So now it probably takes to have a kebeis of challah. And for kids, says the Mishnah Berurah, now you make a leish of a sukkah. If it's dry, so your schach is dry, you took off your shalak, whatever, you figure out an eitzah, so it's comfortable, you're sitting there, you're enjoying yourself, now the clouds are separated, the stars are out, so it's 11 o'clock at night, you should sit down and go eat again, and make a leisha b'sukkah, yishtach eat a kebeitza of challah, to be eitzah in the midst of sukkah l'chol ha'deis at that point. That's the recommendation of the Mishnah Berurah. Then the Mishnah Berurah raises the next question, that reaches the next level. Let's say, you didn't have such good luck, it was 11 o'clock at night, and it's still raining, it's 12 o'clock, you guys, falling asleep, he's looking at the sky, nothing happening, he falls asleep. 3 o'clock, he's in bed, 3 o'clock in the morning, he wakes up, he doesn't hear any pitter-patter anymore on the roof, he realizes, Gavalt, it's not raining anymore. He peers over to the window, he sees, it's clear, the moon's out, clear, full moon, it's not raining anymore. What does he have to do at that point? He has not yet eaten the second time, he only ate that first kezayis in the soaking rain. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, here's the cheshbon. He doesn't have to get out of bed and schlep down to the sukkah. Why? He says the Mishmur Mimanavshach. He says, decide, is it mitzvah chayiv in sukkah, or is mitzvah potim in a sukkah? On the first night. If your old mitzvah is chayiv on the first night, it was, I'd say, 8 o'clock at night when he ate in the pouring rain. If your old mitzvah is potim on the first night, him the mitzvah is on the mizel. He's got to go get dressed, go schlep out of bed, find another piece of challah, drezik out to the sukkah, find a place that's dry to sit on, says the Mishmur Mimanavshach. That's also mitzvah. So mitzvah is potter in a sukkah. So the manushach, either mitzvah is chayiv in a sukkah or he's potter in a sukkah on the first night. If he's chayiv, he was yaitzeh, he went to sleep already, he finished 8 hours ago. If he's potter, so he's potter at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's the cool of the Mishnah Berurah. So, unfortunately, this cool is going to fall by the wayside in a second. So, I heard this from Rabbi Willing over 20 of it, 25 years ago. That was a ma'aseh shalom. It was like a pouring rain one night, the first night of sukkah. Even more than 25 years ago already. So he thought against this Mishnah Berurah. The others also held against this. Sternberg went against the Mishnah Berurah to make the following ha'ara. The Mishnah Berurah's Manushach L'chari is very, very questionable. It could be the emes of pshat in this whole sugya is like the Gros said. The Gros said that fundamentally mitzvah is chayav on the first night of sukkah. There's no p'tur of tesh regained at the room. But when it's raining, you can't be yaitzeh because it's not a chavs of the sukkah. Lav shem sukkah law. If you hold like that middle position, like the Gros, then the Manushach and the Mishnah Berurah just fell by the wayside. Why? At 8 o'clock at night, when the guy's sitting and eating in the pouring rain, he's not yet in the midst of sukkah. There's not a sukkah. It's like eating in the middle of the street. He's not yet to anything. He's lav shem sukkah law. On the other hand, at 3 o'clock in the morning, when he realizes that the rain stopped, So he's mechuyev in the midst of sukkah, and there's no p'tur b'tzta'ar. Because it's quite possible there's no p'tur b'tzta'ar in the first night, but you still want to yotze in the rain. The Mishabura's chesed was that the only reason why you're not yotze in the rain is because it's mitzta'ar. So he made them a marashach, either mitzta'ar's chayv or mitzta'ar's potter. If mitzta'ar's chayv, you're yotze, mitzta'ar's potter, then you don't have to get out of bed. So if you feel like the Grah and the Shtumbrach and the voice, whole slew of poskim, said, no, not at all the marashach. Said that mitzvah is chayv on the first night, and you weren't yotzei at 8 o'clock, because it's not a sukkah. At 3 o'clock in the morning, you mechuyev min atzar, get up, get dressed, go find a piece of challah, and go downstairs and eat in the sukkah.
Came to do it, 3 o'clock in the morning, the person doesn't get up.
But there's no p'tur if they came to do it on the first night. That's the chav. There's no p'tur. I mean, according to the Gra, you gain nothing by going out. Right, but we're not sure the Gra is right. No, but he's not sure the Gra is right. It's a suffix to the Ramah on the Gra. The Ramah says you should eat in the pouring rain. The Pasha says the Ramah says you should eat in the pouring rain and make a bracha. No, but we'd be doing that in the suffix. We don't know what the answer is. It's far be it for me to be Mechir, the Ramah on the Gra. So according to the Ramah, you got to go out at 8 o'clock in the night and the pouring rain. Make a bracha according to the Ramah. And according to the Gra, you're wasting your time. You're getting wet for no reason. So you have to go out at 8 o'clock to be Yotzei the Ramah's understanding of the mitzvah, because it may never clear up. If you had Ruach HaKadosh, it's going to clear up. Okay, you wait till it clears up, but who knows? So you have to go out at 8 o'clock to be Yotzei the Ramah's understanding of the mitzvah. Then at 3 o'clock in the morning, you got to go out to be Yotzei with the Gra claims of the Yotzei in the mitzvah. So my Tishrei Kachoy, this goes back again. I was a teenager at the time, so it goes back over about 25 years or so. Those are good. Yes, 3 o'clock in the morning you can. You can, because once you get into the sukkah, you're not mitzvah anymore. You're mitzvah. So you got there, once you're there, the chayadim right, even though you weren't, you know, in a situation where you schlepped to get there, once you're there, the mitzvah, you're very comfortable. So I remember Aruch spoke about this in shul, the first night of sukkah, and he sat over, he kept him saying, Bezel Losh, and he said, if you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you see that it's not raining anymore, so you gotta go back to the sukkah against the Mishaburni. He said that 20 times, but you wake up at 3 in the morning, you don't want to, I remember going down to the sukkah at night, 8 o'clock at night, I'm from Shul, so I went down with my father, the two of us, the women, they relied on the dinner mitzvah sessions, my grandma for this, it was a pouring rain, I stood with my father, by the time he finished Kiddush, the shower of the lechem was roi lechi, it was kelev anymore, it was soaked through and through, we sat down, we had a kazayis, the kosher kazayis, the challah, zoomed back upstairs, we had a change from head to toe, pouring rain. That was it. At 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, the meal was over. We finished the meal in the house, and the rain was still pouring. I went to sleep. Kachav, I guess the words of my Rebbe were ringing in my ear. 3 o'clock in the morning, on the dot. I jumped out of bed. I looked outside. It's not raining anymore. I grew up in an apartment building, so we used to have a sukkah. We lived on the fourth floor, so we used to have a sukkah. We used to share with some people in the parking lot. And we had to go down four flights of stairs. So it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I remember, I was looking at that, I didn't even know what the challah was. I found some little piece of rye bread that was sitting on the side of the counter, and I grabbed a couple of slices of rye bread, and I ran downstairs to the sukkah at 3 o'clock in the morning, and kachav, I made a leish in the sukkah, kedas l'chadin, and I was yotzei the mitzvah in that Torah l'chol day, so I was yotzei that, maybe I was yotzei 8 o'clock in that also, maybe, according to Ramah, but 3 o'clock in the morning, I was yotzei that mitzvah derayt of yeshiva sukkah. Hopefully it'll be a little bit easier this year. So we hope we'll have to fall back on that. There's a question that the post can raise, is that a person comes home from shul, and the first time it's taka raining, so is it appropriate to wait, or is it not necessary to wait? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Acharonim, you should wait till Chatzai, you should wait till close to Chatzai, you should wait an hour, 2 hours, different shittas, you know, that went. Rabbi Lewis didn't, he was very mechel on all this. He thought this is a bit of mitzvah, simple yom today. Everyone's waiting, the women want to eat, the guests want to eat, the husband wants, everyone wants to eat. What are you waiting for? You know it's going to rain for the next 5 hours, so what are you waiting for? So the chanab, if you had Ruach HaKadosh, and you see it's going to clear up in 5 minutes, then you wait 5 minutes, but who knows when it's going to clear up. So if you don't think it's going to clear up in the immediate future, you thought you should do this stunt with the Ramah, and you go into the sukkah, you eat your kazayas, eat the rest of the meal, and then you come back later and hope for the best. So again, hopefully this was all, Lishma, Torah Lishma, not going to be relevant to mice if anybody. Remember a couple of years ago, so it rained in the first night of sukkah in California, which is absolutely unheard of today at this time of the year. So remember, everyone was tumbling, no one knew what to do. There was nobody, any clue, nobody, any misunderstanding, no one knew what to do. So people called me right and left from LA in the afternoon, what do you do, rain? I said, that is a few times over the years. I said, I'll tell you what the misunderstanding is, this is the misunderstanding, this is what you do. So hopefully we won't have to invoke this misunderstanding this year. Okay.